Vrath watched Zirid walk away from the woman, his sister-in-law, and head to the vendor stands to get a sweet ice for his daughter. His daughter. Small wonder that Zirid operated with such concern for being followed. Vrath knew what an organization like the Exchange, or like the Huts, could do to a man with a family. A young child was a lever waiting to be pulled. The marionette strings to make a man dance. A man living the life Zirid and Vrath lived had to have either enough power or a patron with enough power to protect his family, or his family was at risk. Zirid had neither power nor patron. Vrath respected the fact that Zirid had managed to keep his daughter out of the game for so long. No mean feat. But now she was in it, a piece on the board. Vrath would not use her, of course. As a matter of professional pride, Vrath never resorted to threats or harm to a man's family, much less a child. It lacked precision. Something a bomber pilot would do, not a sniper. And Vrath was still a sniper in his soul. One shot, one kill, no collaterals. He turned away from Nat and Era to locate Zirid and found him standing directly behind him, a red sweet ice in one hand, a green in the other, and eyes like spears.
"Do I know you, friend?"
Zirid said. His eyes took in Vrath's clothes, his bearing. Vrath slouched some, adopted as harmless a look as he could.
"I don't think so. You from around here?"
Zirid took a step closer, angling his body for a strike. Vrath had to fight down the instinct to shift his own stance to eliminate the off angle of Zirid's approach. Zirid would recognize it, and Vrath could not afford to kill Zirid now. Not until he used Zirid to locate the Engspice.
"What were you looking at, friend?"
Zirid asked.
"Daddy!"
Era called, but Zirid's eyes never left Vrath's face.
"I was just watching the Greenbeaks. I like to feed them."
He reached into his pocket and grabbed a handful of the feed pellets he'd purchased from one of the park's droids.
"Daddy, I want the green ice,"
Era said. Seeing the feeding pellets, Zirid visibly relaxed, though not entirely.
"Of course," he said. "Sorry, pal."
"Is that your daughter?"
Vrath asked, nodding at Era.
"Yes,"
Zirid answered, and the hint of a smile curled his lips.
"She seems very happy,"
Vrath said.
"Have a great day, sir."
Vrath walked past Zirid and fell in with the runners, bikers, and other sentients using the park. As he did, he chided himself for taking his eyes off Zirid. The man clearly had a nose for trouble. Zirid turned to watch the man walk away. Something about him felt off, but Zirid could not quite put his finger on it. He'd seemed overly interested in Era and Nat, and he'd had a coldness to his eyes, despite the stupid grin.
"Daddy, it's melting!"
Era steered the chair over to him, and he handed over the sweet ice, wiping his hands clean on his jacket.
"Thank you,"
she said, and took a bite.
Delicious.
He smiled at her, and when he looked back, he could not spot the man anywhere.
"Who is that?"
Nat asked when she walked over. Zirid absently offered Nat the other sweet ice, still looking in the direction the man had walked.
"I don't know. Nobody."
Nat must have picked up on Zirid's concerns.
"Are you sure?"
"Yes,"
he said, and forced a smile.
"I'm sure."
Only he wasn't.
"I think I'll walk you both home, okay?"
"Hooray!"
Era said.
"What is it?"
Nat asked. She still had not taken the sweet ice.
"Nothing,"
he said, not wanting to alarm her.
"Can I walk my girls to their door?"
"I'm not walking,"
Era said, grinning.
"I'm flying!"